Fall visits to the farm still a go. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've got so many people that tell us this is their annual fall tradition. They get to spend time with their kids. They get to go make memories that they know will last a lifetime.
Well, no one knew the pandemic would go this long, especially those farms across the state involved in agritourism operations like Lyon Family Farms in Lincoln County. But they plan to make the best of it, says owner Richard Lyon.
We also feel like this is going to be our best year ever. We know people are tired of being cooped up and inside, so we've extended our hours to where we stay open later, so people can get out of the house with their families and have supper with us. Even had like a little fireworks show on Friday nights in October, just to give them something that is close to normal for families who get outside in the great outdoors.
The Lyon Family Farms offers quite the experience, a hayride to the pumpkin patch, a petting zoo with all the farm animals, pig races, a wildflower patch to pick your own, and of course, a massive corn maze this year in salute to Charlie Daniels, who passed away earlier this year.
His wife is actually coming down this Friday to meet us and actually go through the corn maze as a tribute to her husband.
This is the 15th year for the Lyons with their agritourism operation. In East Tennessee, it's the first year for Horse Creek Farms in Greene County for their agritourism venture. That includes a pumpkin patch and corn maze on a real working dairy and beef cattle farm. Owner Emmy Armstrong says even with the pandemic, they're seeing that folks are wanting to get out of the house.
Thank you for having this. Thank you for keeping it, you know, going, because there's nothing else to do and we're tired of being at home and our kids just want to get out. And it was a nice for people to bring their kids to run and roam with other people in an open area.
Well, Horse Creek Farms and so many others across the state are open for business through the month of October and beyond, and you can find lots of agritourism operations near you at picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.